I'd like to tell you two stories about hope. First, there was a working class man with almost no education. He tried to make something out of his poor, humble life by going to work for a friend who was starting up a new company. He was hoping for a new lease on life, but it didn't work out for him. In fact, his friend was arrested and thrown in prison, wrongly condemned for a crime he didn't commit. In the end, he was brutally killed by a furious mob. The working class man was not only discouraged by this failure, but he was actually afraid that he would suffer the same fate. So he disowned his old friend and, dejected, went back to his former way of life. Likewise, there was a woman with a poor reputation who had squandered the many gifts that God had given her. She never got any respect, and quite frankly, didn't do anything to deserve respect. A slave to her own sins, she cried herself to sleep night after night. She simply couldn't imagine a better life than the one she was living. Then she met someone who gave her hope. The same man from the first story who was starting a new business. She also went to work for him, trying to get a new lease on life. But when he was murdered, and her hope was extinguished like the fragile flame of a candle in the wind. So what happened next? Well, they found out Jesus rose from the dead, and that made all the difference in the world, for the woman's name in this story is Saint Mary Magdalene, and the man's name is Saint Peter. You see, today we have hope because we too have found Jesus risen from the dead. In reflecting on the sacred Triduum, I kept coming back to our three theological virtues. I would ask you to name them, but I don't want anyone to show off. So they are faith, hope, and love. These virtues totally encompass what Easter is all about, as one virtue fuels the other. It's hope that I'd like to focus on, because as we imagine the disciples in that time between Jesus' death and his resurrection, they must have been hopeless. How could you not? I mean, sure, Jesus predicted everything that was going to happen. He talked about rising in 3 days and all these different things. But their own fears, their anxieties, and especially their grief must have prevented them from putting it all together. There was no way they were sitting there, this isn't no big deal. Jesus will be back in a few days anyway. No, they must have been in despair. And so it was in the resurrection then that their hope was totally restored, never to be taken away again. The stone of Jesus' tomb was rolled away, but so were the stones that entombed the disciples' hearts. The tombs of fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, whatever else it is that prevents us from hope, those stones are rolled away for us this morning too. And no matter how heavy or how entrenched those stones may be, when we think of whatever it is that blocks our hope and how we could ever get over it, how big that must be, God rolls them away with the simple touch of his finger, as if he were flipping the page of a book. Gone. Vanished. Discouragement, though, can set in when we look at these rocks and wonder how we're going to do it on our own. How am I alone going to overcome my fear or not worry as much or not be as anxious or overcome sin, all those different things? But then we realize that it's not us that does the work. It's God. It's his power, which is on full display this Easter morning, that all we need. The hope of the disciples 2,000 years ago has been handed on from one generation to the next. And it's that hope that fills this church this morning and can never, and I mean never, be taken away from any of us. We always need hope, but at this time in history, it's safe to say that we need it now more than ever. The good news is that we've got it. It's already been given to us, and it's that very hope in the risen Christ that we celebrate here this morning. Last night at the Easter Vigil, when we first proclaimed Christ risen from the dead, this church was in darkness. We began in the dark. But that darkness was banished by the flame of this Paschal candle, a single light as it entered the church and started to illumine. And then little by little, it spread throughout all the pews and through the whole church as each person with their own taper spread the fire, one person to the next. With each taper that was lit, our fears and our anxieties were pushed further and further away. And it's this simple flame, that one flame, the light of Christ, that dispels all the things in our life that prevents us from hope. We proclaim the fire of this candle to be divided but undimmed. So too then for our hope. In the sharing of our faith with one another, we also share our hope. With every person we encounter, whether they be family, friend, or stranger, we have an opportunity to proclaim Christ crucified and risen from the dead. And thus, our hope is shared. The flame is passed on. And so on this day, my friends, allow Jesus to roll away those stones. Whatever it is that blocks you from his love, whatever it is that blocks you from hope, whatever it is that blocks you from peace, let Jesus do the work. Let him push it away. We know for a fact that those things never win. Jesus is the one who is victorious. The tomb never stays sealed. Jesus is always on the other side of that rock, waiting for us. And so this morning, be joyful, be hopeful, for Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.